This ransomware, it's taken over the world, Russia, and just about every country everywhere, including the UK, where the NHS was hit. Gordon Montgomery, he's with me. He's from MCC Computers in Gilgorm, just now outskirts of Ballymena. Gordon, I don't want to dwell on it too much, but this big world happening, what exactly did happen?
Well, very, very simply, very clever guys out there found a loophole and a security breach in operating systems on networks, not only in the UK, but obviously throughout the world. And I suppose it's fair to say that wasn't older-based systems, Windows-based systems, where maybe their systems hadn't been kept up to date and security and necessary security practices hadn't been implemented.
Well, you said older Windows-based systems, and there's people at home going, I haven't updated Windows since 1932. How important is it that you keep up with, Windows, what are we on now, Windows 10?
Windows 10, yeah, is very much current. And I suppose this is the thing with the nature of the digital era, we are moving forward so quickly. I mean, you know yourself, take a mobile phone, for instance, I mean, a year or two into our contract and we're looking for a change. Now, it's not necessarily just the same as regards our computers and our laptops, but certainly Microsoft are continually developing and rolling out newer versions of operating systems. So, for example, Windows XP that we've been used to over the years and the Vista, those are no longer supported by Microsoft. They are no longer sending out updates and security patches for those. Yeah. So if you have a system such as that there, really you are crossing your fingers.
Throw it out.
So you should be on Windows 8, Windows 10 indeed, ideally, and just making sure that your systems are kept up to date with all the updates that Microsoft send out from time to time.
What about the home user? Because when you do hear of a virus or ransomware, all these words that are like ransomware, you know, you hear those and you hear the infiltrating the likes of the NHS, you think, I'm at home, I'm in my bedroom, I'm in diffs. You know, how significant a threat is there to us as a home user?
Yeah, well, I mean, the reality is we are a connected world in the digital era, and any device that's connected to the internet is ultimately susceptible and at risk. But we can take precautions, and I think one of the key things, certainly from a computer and laptop point of view, is you should have good security. And I'm not just talking about the free securities. Everybody thinks they're protected because they've got whatever type of security that is free. You know, anything in life nowadays, there's no such thing as something for free. You're far better getting a paid subscription on an annual basis, and that covers...
So you're talking the antivirus software, you're talking correct. About subscribed antivirus.
Antivirus, or more specifically, I suppose, internet security software, because antivirus is only one element of that there, because then you've got malware, phishing, you have firewall protection as well. So it's covering the gambit of all of those, a good security software.
Yeah.
So having that in place and having it updated, carrying out regular scans, and good security software will do that automatically for you. And I suppose the other thing is your mobile or portable devices, I should say, like memory sticks where you back up your data or transfer data between computers or portable hard drives, those should be scanned each and every time that they are plugged in.
Are those vulnerable as well?
Yes, absolutely.
Even though they're an external device?
I mean, to give you an example, that ransomware is one of the nastiest forms of threat you could possibly get. So if your system is infected, any connected devices would also be infected, because it not only spreads to the local system, but to connected devices and indeed the network. And that's how this particular type of threat has just gone so rapidly, because it is connected to other devices.
Let's say you're a home user and you're maybe not that computer savvy, and I myself haven't run a malware scan for quite some time now, but how do you know if you have a virus already, like a pre-existing virus at this point? How do you know if you've got it?
There generally will be indicators and signs, one of them being, for instance, how slow your computer is getting. It's not always as a result of that there, but that is a generally, if your computer had been running fine maybe a day or two before, suddenly it's running slowly. The other one would be pop-ups, and that's quite a very common one. So you maybe switch your computer on and suddenly you have multiple pop-ups up here and you're about to browse using your web browser.
These are these little windows that pop up saying a girl in Ballymena wants to talk to you live right now.
That's correct. or it could be click here for this latest offer, or threats have been detected, click here to deal with those. You know, so there are indicators.
Well, that's the piggy, I suppose. Threats have been detected. People do click on that, and next thing you know, they have. It's a real con, that particular one.
Yes.
Getting that fixed, how easy or difficult to cure a virus?
Again, it depends. Again, because of the world we live in, and dare I say it, dear old Google, it's a good thing, but everybody thinks they're a computer expert. They can simply go online and how do I deal with such and such? And yes, a lot of the time you can do. But if they're really bad threats, they generally are very much deep in the system registry, and it's more than just a quick little fix like that. There tends to be a deeper scan and more thorough things need to be carried out. And usually that's where you would end up taking it to a computer repair, or somebody more specialist in computers to deal with such threats as those.
It's an interesting topic. Very quickly, in 30 seconds, online banking, yes or no?
Yes, I think because we're in the era that we're in, we can't shy away from it. We are a connected world, we're a digital world. We shouldn't be afraid of these things, but I think we have to be more aware, take more precautions, be sensible, I suppose, at the end of the day, because there are warning signs out there. I mean, if I take emails, for example, be aware of who it's been sent from. Even though you recognise a person, check that the email address is who they say they are. The subject, the content of that, in other words, the syntax and the structure of it. You know yourself, it's not correct English or misspelling. There's something strange there. Be aware of links within those as well, and do not click on any of those links. And again, the second thing to that would be attachments as well. Again, we're always very curious. We click on these links, and we tend to, that's when we run down the rabbit hole, as it were. So be very aware of those. But as regards banking, no, we shouldn't be afraid of those.
Go for it.
at the end of the day, the banks are secure. As long as there's HTTPS in front of the domain, the URL that you're seeking to go to, once you sign into the bank, you're within an environment of security. You should be.
Gordon Montgomery, MCC Computers in Kilgormless. Thanks very much. Here's the Kungs, better music. This is Q Radio.